This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa mursaleen nabiyyina wa qudwatina Muhammad. Alayhi aftar as-salah wa azka taslim. Allahumma alimna bima yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana. Wazidna ilman ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everybody, welcome. Saturday morning, beginning classical Arabic. And after this week, inshallah, we're going to be taking a break from class. We're going to let everybody else catch up. Some of our students who used to attend are a little bit behind. And we're coming up upon a new school year. So we're going to take a few weeks, inshallah, to reset our schedules, recalibrate everything. And one second. All right, Sister Musarrat, join us. I don't want anyone to miss the announcement. So we're saying that this is the last week of class for a few weeks. We're going to be taking a short break to recalibrate our schedules for the school year. Okay, so everybody else who's got kids that are going back to school or other things sort of shift, we're going to be taking just a few weeks to reset our schedule, catch up, review if anyone has missed any previous classes, give an opportunity to some of our other attendees to catch up, and then we'll renew our efforts, inshallah. But for today, we're going to keep going, inshallah, with our current lesson, which is on the second person plural. To be determined, but it will just be a few weeks. So at some point in September, we're going to resume, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so we had started this exercise, and it is just an exercise, the instructions of which, iqra waktub, read and write, and I'll always take this moment to remind you that writing is an immensely beneficial activity for your language acquisition. If you want to master the Quran, you should write the Quran. If you want to master the Arabic language, you should write it. Language is a multi-sensory. Anything with memory is multi-sensory. So the more types of senses that you apply, the stronger the connections in your brain are going to be, and the stronger it's going to be remembered, right? So speaking is one, using one type of sense, listening, reading, they're all different types of senses. And then writing takes a different sort of set of skills. But for now, we are going to just read these out loud, and we're going to point out some things and analyze the grammar and go over vocab that we find. So I'm going to have you read and translate. Okay. I had done number one last class, but that's where we will start. So let's go for the Sheikh family. Can you start us off with number one?
Nahnu muslimuna.
Good. Keep going. Do the whole one.
Allahu Rabbuna والإسلام دين ديننا والنبي محمد رسولنا والقرآن الكريم كتابنا والكعبة قبلتنا والعربية لغتنا.
Very good. MashaAllah. So give us a translation.
We are Muslims. Allah is our Lord. Islam is our deen, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our prophet and Rasul. And the Quran is Quran. Yeah, Quran is Karim, the Karim, yeah, book. And the Kaaba is the Qibla, and Arabic is our language.
Fantastic, mashallah. So if you haven't figured it out until now, they've given you here the the subject and possessive pronouns for the first person plural. which is we. So nahnu, we, which we've seen many times before. But we also have na, everything is na, 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 right? So na is the possessive pronoun. And as we know, in Arabic, the possessive pronoun and the object pronoun take the same form, okay? So we have nahnu and we have na, fairly easy to remember. Good, and the translation is fine. Nothing really of note to see here, except everything is mubtada khabar, and so everything is marfu', right? Rabbuna, Allahu, Rabbuna. Both of those are marfu', and everything else in the sentence is marfu', because it is simply jumla ismiya, mubtada khabar. Good. Number two, Dr. Zia.
Aina mudar aina mu aina mudarrasakum ya akhun
akhuna
akhuna
ano ikhwana
ano sai aina mudarrasakum ya ikhwanu.
Good. What does that mean?
Are you all teachers or brothers? Are you teachers
are
or
you?
Brothers?
No, where?
Huh? Oh, sorry. Where? I know where.
Get him a cup of coffee, Sister Esmat.
We've already had two.
Yes, good. Where are your teachers? Mudarrisukum, right? Important to have mudarris with the kesra on the ra. And then su, because it's marfu. Aina mudarrisukum. Ya ikhwan. Okay, so this is the sentence here. Aina mudarrisukum. Where are your teachers? And then ya ikhwanu is just harfu nida, and munada is just you're calling upon the people that you're talking to. Normally it would be ikhwanun, but because it is after the harfu nida, it's ikhwanu without tanween. Yep. Oh, brothers, remember ikhwan is the plural or one of the plurals of akh, akhun. What's the other plural? Do we remember? Anybody? Say again. Ikhwatun. Yes, the counterintuitive one. Okay, so these are the two plurals of akhun, brother. How to say brothers? You have ikhwanu, which is easy to remember. And then the counterintuitive, ikhwatun. So either would be correct. Ya ikhwanu, ya ikhwatu. Both of them would be correct. Oh, you're not done, Dr. Zia. There's a second line here, which is the response.
Kharaj al-ana min al-fasli wa zahaba ila al-mudiri.
Fantastic. Good. And translate that for us.
They just now left the classroom and went to the principal.
Very good. And notice, point out how we use a singular form of the verb, kharaja, dhahaba, even though we're talking about a plural subject, mudarrisukum. Well, actually, no, scratch that. It's not plural. The people whom it's referring to, or the people being addressed, is plural. And the actual teacher, it's where is your teacher, one teacher. Okay, never mind. Forget I went down that road. Though it would have been correct if it were aina mudarrisunakum. And then kharaj al-ana min al-fasli. That's correct because it is a jumla fi'liya and not ismiya. But we won't go into that because that's not what the question was. Good. Number three, Brother Muhammad Mu'tasim.
في أي شارع بيتكم؟ بيتنا في الشارع الذي أمام المحكمة.
Very good. Okay, what does that mean?
في أي in which on which street? Your houses,
yes. Houses. Good.
Our house is in the street which is in front of the courthouse.
Yes, fantastic. Very good. Mahkama comes from hakama, to rule, right? To judge. Allah is al-hakim and al-hakim and al-hakam. And so al-mahkam or al-mahkama is the place where that happens, where ruling and judgment happens. Good. Notice the difference in reading that's required of you when you go from in the question, fi ayyi shari'in baytukum, because it's unknown, right? Shari'in has a tanween. It is nakira. It's indefinite because we don't know. That's what we're asking. What street? Could be any street. And now we know and we're referring to the street where the house is. And so it becomes ma'rifa with alif lam baytuna fi shari'i alladhi, right? Whereas if it were nakira, it would be fi shari'in alladhi, right? So that's a nice little reading flourish right there. Good. Number four, who haven't we called on yet? Brother Ahsan, are you up for participation?
Yes, inshallah.
What's the number four?
Abuna Sadiqu Ammikum. Says, our father is your uncle's friend.
Very good. MashaAllah. Our father, recall that Ab is one of the five nouns, okay, that takes special rulings when it comes to manifesting their grammar. So you have Ab, Akh, Ham, Fem, and Dhu. Those are the five, okay? And so when it's possessed or part of a possessive construction, Abuna, it's going to demonstrate its grammar with a letter and not with just a haraka. That's why it has the abuna instead of abuna. Abuna sadiqu ammikum. So we have a nice little mubtada khabar here. Jumla ismiya. This is marfu' because it is the mubtada. And this is the subject. Sadiqu ammikum. Mudaf mudaf ilay. That's why am has a kasra under the mim. And the kum refers to the plural, it's the possessive pronoun. Very good. Number five, Sister Musarrat. Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm from the
good. Trent. It sounds like you're underwater.
Can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you.
What about now?
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Are you teachers? No, we are doctors.
Very good. Excellent. أنتم مدرسون. لا نحن أطباء. And the only thing to point out here is that أطباء is ممنوع من الصرف. It will not ever accept تنوين. And it will not ever accept a كسرة. Because it is the phonetic pattern that it is on. And so that's why the grammar would dictate that any other normal noun, it would be نحن أطباء. But no, أطباء. Good. Back to the top, number six, Sister Asma. I'm sorry, number seven. No, number six.
أنتم أبناء المدير مديري.
Good.
نحن حفادته.
Good. What's hafadatuhu? What's that mean? That is grandchildren.
Oh, okay. So are you the children of the teachers? And
yes. Right. So this is plural. So let's go from the singular is Hafid. Right? You can think of Hafid, one of the names of Allah, but it's with a dal at the end, Hafid. And then the plural is Hafada. Useful. Good. Dr. Zia, number 7.
Madrasatuna kabiratun wa madrasatukum saghiratun.
Very good.
Our school is big and your school is small.
Fantastic. Very good. Okay, that was fairly straightforward. Moving right along, Brother Muhammad Mu'tasim, number 8.
Lana hadiqatun jamilatun fi tilka al-qaryati.
Good. What's that mean?
Our garden is beautiful fi tilka. That is in the Qarya village.
Yes, Qarya is village. Very good. Good.
The garden is beautiful. That is in the village. Yeah.
Good. Good. The only thing that I would correct with the translation is that this is a mubtada khabar, right? So this is an is statement. Lana mubtada. Hadiqatun jamilatun. We have, right? This is a statement of possession. We have a beautiful garden. Fi tilka al-qaryati. Notice also, we have sifa mawsuf here, which is a review from last class. We had some people stumbling over that. It's the adjective and noun pair. They match in 4 things, right? So we have feminine. Right, they have to match in gender. Hadiqa tun, jamira tun with tamarbuta. We have tanween, which means it agrees in definiteness or lack thereof. Right here, it's nakira, indefinite. We have the fact that it's dhamma, dhammatan, which means that it's marfu', so it has to agree in grammatical case. Right, we have nominative case. And finally, this is singular. It has to agree in number. Good. Number 9, Brother Ahsan.
Akhuna talibu fi kaliyati tib.
Good.
Our brother is a student in Kaliya's field?
Kuliya is the faculty.
In the faculty of medicine.
Very good. So what's going to be, I'm going to ask you to tell us what's the ending on talib. What's the haraka on talib?
I think it's akhuna talibu because it's a specific.
One dhamma?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the haraka on tib?
Tanween.
Which one though?
Kasra.
Two kasras?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody would like to disagree or dispute or contest or munakasha? Munakasha is like debate.
Shouldn't be one kasra at the end?
Good. Okay. Yeah. So let's look at at-tib first. At-tib will only have one kasra, not two. Yeah. Why? Brother Muhammad Mutasim, why?
Because fi?
Nope.
Preposition?
Nope. It's got nothing to do with it. Well, that's why it's kasra. That's why it's kasra. But why is it one kasra and not two kasras?
This is mudaf mudaf alayhi.
Okay. And so what does that mean?
Kaliyatul tibbi.
That means it's kasra and not dhamma. But why? What does that have to do with having one kasra and not two kasras?
Oh, it's al.
Ah, there you go. Very good. Alif lam. Alif lam and tanween, it's like seesaw. Okay? It can't have both. So if it has alif lam, then it's not going to have tanween at the end. And if it has tanween at the end, then it's not going to have alif lam in the beginning. However, there are certain situations where it can have neither. If it is mudaf, like kulliyatu, kulliyati in the sentence. Kulliyati has no alif lam and no tanween. And that is because it is possessed by a tib. So it drops the tanween because it is ma'rifa. It is definite, not because of it has an alif lam, but due to its position in the sentence, due to its relationship. I saw Sister Musarrat have her hand raised, and so I'm going to give her a crack at talib. Is talib correct? Talibu? And if not, then what is the correct one? The ocean waves are back, Sister Musarrat.
Sorry, is it better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. It will be talibun.
Okay, why? You're right. Why?
It's indefinite.
Yes. And how do we know it's indefinite?
It's what do you call it? Khabar.
Yes, fantastic. Yes, so that's why, you know, Arabic grammar is like building a building, or like building a building blocks, right? We start from the beginning. What type of sentence? Jumla ismiya. Okay, jumla ismiya has two parts, mubtada, khabar, and each of those two parts has a default sort of ruling on various things. And we know akhuna is mubtada. Is it ma'rifa? Yes, it is. That's the default for the mubtada. It's marfu'. Yes, it is. That's a necessity for the mubtada. And then we have talib. Okay, talib is the khabar. It's the information that we want to share about the mubtada. The default of the khabar is that it's marfu'. Yes, it's in the nominative case. And the default for the khabar, especially if it's by itself, one word, is it is nakira. It is nakira, which means it is indefinite. And if those sorts of like associations and defaults are tough to stick in the memory, then think about it this way. What thing is specific in the idea of this sentence? The thing which is specific is the brother, our brother. That's something that is specific. What are we saying about our brother? He is a student, right? Which implies that there are other students, meaning he is one student among many. And so that is the indefiniteness of the word student in kind of the philosophy of what's going on being said here. Whereas who is being talked about is unmistakably definite. We're only referring to one person. Number 10, who have we reached? I think we've reached Sister Musarrat, number 10.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Antum atibba'u, are you doctors? Ba'aduna atibba'u, wa ba'aduna Muhandisuna.
Good.
So some of us are doctors, and do you still say some or do you say others?
Either way, they're both correct.
Okay, and others, the rest, are engineers.
Fantastic. MashaAllah, very good. Really, this is really nice because it shows us how different types of words express different things grammatically, right? So we have
and mabni ala fatha.
Right, exactly. So we have atib, ba'u, which is mamnu' min as-sarf, and so that's only going to have a dhamma and no tanween. And then we have muhandisuna, which the sign of it being marfu' is the waw, and it's fixed upon its end with a fathah. Right, so we see, and this, because this is jam' mudhakkar salim, this is a sound masculine plural, whereas atibba is a broken plural. So we see how the category of the words, the types of words that we have, affects how it changes in morphology. And thankfully, there's only a handful of types of words. I think there's 8 total types of words in Arabic when it comes to these kind of morphological considerations. We've already gone through 6 of them are nouns and 2 of them are verbs, right? So we've gone through, I think, the 6 nouns we have, except for the dual. Yeah, the dual is the one that's missing. There's 3 plurals, right? There's sound masculine plural, sound feminine plural, and the broken plural. Then we have singular nouns. I'm trying to put this up to the camera. So we have singular nouns. Okay. Number 5 is the 5 nouns, dhu, eb, ech, etc. And then the last one that we haven't done yet is the dual. Right. So those are your 6 types of nouns. That's it. There's no other surprises when it comes to nouns. If you're thinking about, okay, how does this particular type of word express grammatical case in the nominative case, whether it's marfu', or whether it's mansub, or whether it's majrur, right? Or how does it, is it fixed in some cases or not in others? Is it mamnu' min as-sarf ever, or is it mamnu' min as-sarf sometimes, right? Thinking in these categories is very helpful. At least I find it very, very helpful. Good. Number 11, back to the top with Sister Asma.
Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum.
MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar.
Our Lord and your Lord is Allah.
That's right. MashaAllah. Very good. And Dr. Zia, bring us home. Number 12.
Aina zahabtum ya ikhwanu. Zahabna ilal suqi.
Very good. Excellent. Dhahabna ila suqi. And that's straightforward. And we get, yes, they did exactly what I would have liked them to do, is that they gave us the last piece of the puzzle for this lesson. Right? The whole point of this lesson is the second person plural, you all. And we have learned before, we've learned entum. We had a nice big dose of entum, which is the subject pronoun. And then we had a nice big dose of kum, which is both the object pronoun and the possessive pronoun. And finally, we get the conjugation of past tense verbs. So remember, we had dhahaba dhahabu, we have dhahabta, and now we have the all-important second person plural, dhahabtum. So if we're going to isolate it, tum is the conjugation for past tense verbs, second person plural. If you've been following along with the hand signals, which I recommend, I love the hand signals. That's how I learned how to conjugate verbs in a quick and automatic way. We have, for sticking to masculine forms, dhahaba, dhahabu, dhahabta, dhahabtum, right? If you work on those 4, 10 minutes a day, once in the morning, once at night, in front of a mirror, you will see progress. Dhahaba, dhahabu, dhahabta, dhahabtum. And you can do it with all the verbs that you know. Kharaja, kharaju, kharajta, kharajtum. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum. What are the other verbs that we've done? We haven't done a ton of verbs now because they're trying to get you into the, you know, vocab and things like that. But that's the idea. And there's lots of apps, and I had recommended it earlier in our Arabic journey, the app Anki, A-N-K-I. It's an open source flashcard app, not just specific to Arabic, but you can download different decks that people have uploaded onto the website, and you can go through them. And the nice thing about Anki is that it spaces out for you the words. So the words that are easy for you to remember, you will see them less and less often, and the words that you struggle to remember, it will space them out for you so that you'll see them more often. So it is a time saver than the traditional write it writing out your flashcards by hand. And that's the way that you build your vocab. There's decks that are specifically for verbs and common verbs, and you can take those decks and you can apply these patterns to all of those verbs, right? So sheribe, to drink, you know, sheribe, sheribu, sheribta, sheribtum, or akala, to eat, akala, akalu, akelta, akeltum, etc., etc. Qara'a, to read, qara'a, qara'u, qara'ta, qara'tum, and etc., etc., etc. Any questions before we move on? Okay, we have أضف الأسماء الآتية إلى الضمائر كما هو موضح في المثال. Add, أضف comes from إضافة, which is like مضاف مضاف إليه, possession. So add al-asma al-atiya to the following nouns ila al-dhamair, or like join them, I guess would be the better translation, with their pronouns kama huwa muwaddahun fil mithali, as is explained or demonstrated in the example. So we start with a simple noun, baytun, right? Nakira, marfu', and they want us to, in the first column, add the second person plural possessive pronoun, baytukum. And then in the next column, to add the first person plural possessive pronoun, ours, baytuna. So we're going to quickly go down this list, and you're going to say both. Okay, so just like I did, baytun, baytukum, baytuna. The next one, you're going to say the example word, and then the next blank, and then the next blank for that word. So everyone's going to stick to one word. We'll start at the top. Sister Asma, lead us off here.
Amun, amukum, amuna.
Yes, good. Make sure also to make sure we're saying amuna with a short dhamma instead of amuna, because that could be something else. In Arabic, as opposed to other languages such as English or Romance languages, the duration for which we hold out sounds affects the meaning, as we found out, right? Mudarrisun, mudarrisun, right? Mudarrisun is a tanween. It means one teacher. Mudarrisun, without pronouncing the fatha at the end, is teachers, right? That difference in duration between the dhamma and the waw means something different. Similarly, we learn the feminine form, the habna, right? The noon with a fatha. The ladies, they went. And then if the difference between that fatha and an alif in duration is a different meaning. If we say the habna, that means we went, right? So Arabic is a little bit tricky in that sense, that duration does matter. And in fact, the vast majority of mistakes that your children make in my Quran classes are mistakes, rather, instead of pronunciation of letters or even tajweed, they are duration mistakes. Making long letters like waw and alif and ya only last one kind of beat in duration, or making them the duration into their harakat components, such as fatha, dhamma, kasra, and vice versa. Making fatha, dhamma, kasra last longer than they should, until the point where they resemble alifs and waws and yas. So just a little food for thought, something to keep in mind. Dr. Z, next one.
Madrasatun, madrasakum, madrasatuna.
Okay, madrasatuna is correct. With kum, you dropped the tamarbuta, and that's something that's difficult to remember with singular feminine nouns that have a tamarbuta. Madrasa tukum. Because we think of madrasa. When we pronounce these words, you know, colloquially in conversation, we don't pronounce the tamarbuta. So we're saying madrasa. Okay, what's the our madrasa? Madrasana. No, then we have to pronounce the tamarbuta. So it'll be madrasa tuna. Good. Muhammad, what tasam next?
Lugatun, lugatukum, لغتنا.
Very good. Brother Ahsan, next.
أبون أبوكم أبونا.
Good. And this is one of the exceptions because this here, they did a little sneaky thing here. Eb and Ech, the last two examples in each column are one of two of the five nouns. So this is going to be one of those cases where we are going to stretch it. Abuna. And, I'm going to switch it. Abukum. And that's simply, and we said this before, because it's hard to hear. Abuna, Abukum. Right, is something that is difficult to hear. And so the Arabic language clarified it with adding the well. Good. Sister Musarrat, top of the column.
Ummukum, Ummuna.
Very good. Back to the top, Sister Asma.
Sadiqatukum. And Sadiqatuna.
You know, you changed it to feminine, which is okay because I'm sure you know have a lot of feminine friends. But yes, the form that they gave us here is Sadiqun. So it'd be Sadiquna, Sadiqukum. And feminine would be so you went the opposite way. Right? There is no Tamar Buta here, but you were very cautious about not forgetting the Tamar Buta, and so you added one. But that's the difference between male and female. So صديقٌ, صديقكم, صديقنا, صديقةٌ, صديقتكم, صديقتنا. Good. Next up, we have Brother Muhammad Watasim. Oh, I'm sorry. Go to Dr. Zia. Sorry.
أختٌ, أختكم, أختنا.
Very good. Next up, Brother Muhammad Watasim.
Dinun, dinuna, dinukum, dinuna.
Very good. Lakum dinukum, waliya din. Exactly. And last but not least, Brother Ahsan.
Akhun, akhukum, akhuna.
Very good. And listen to how he stretched out because there's a well there. Akh is one of the five nouns, just like ab. So akhukum, abuna. Very good. Iqra. Okay. Let's blow through these. Oh, good. They're going to teach us some calendar things and some ways of measuring time. So let's start with Sister Musarrat. Could you read the question and the response?
Ayu yawmin hadha? Which day is it? Hadha yawmu sabti. It is Saturday.
Very good. A sept comes from Sabbath, right? It's the same root as Sabbath, which is a Semitic root. And we get Saturday in the English tongue from Saturn, because that was the day when the pagans used to worship the planet Saturn. But the Arabic, and we see, you know, the fadl and the benefit of the Arabic language over and the Islamic calendar over the conventional English calendar, which is dripping with idolatry and shirk, where we have a sept, the Sabbath. Good. Next up, Sister Asma, next line.
Ayu sharrin haza shahru rajab.
Very good. So shahrin or shahrun in a different scenario is month, and you should know this from min alfi shahr, right? In Surah Al-Qadr. There you go. Exactly. Shahr Ramadan al-Ladhi, for those in Surah Al-Baqarah. Exactly. So shahrun or shahrin. Let's, that reminds me to point out something else, that ayu, okay, a, which means which we've seen before. Whatever word comes after ayu, this is a relationship of mudaf, mudaf ilay, which is why this word only has a dhamma and not a tanween, and why the word that comes after it, yawmin, shahrin, kuliyatin, madrasatin, baladin, is majrur with a kasra. Good. Next line, Brother Muhammad Mu'tasim.
Ayyu kulliyatin hadhihi? Hadhihi kulliyatin kulliyatit tijarati.
Okay, good.
In which faculty?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. In which facility is this? This is. Which facility is this?
Yeah, like imagine you're at a college campus. There's buildings. There's this building, that building. You walk into one. You're like, which department is this, or which which faculty is this?
This faculty. This department is the tijarat, merchant.
Yes, business.
Business.
Yes, exactly. Very good. One small correction. Well, first of all, notice hadhihi. Okay, we've gone into the feminine land because kulliyatun is feminine, or in the grammar of the sentence, kulliyatin. And in the answer, the one correction we have to do is kulliyatut tijari instead of kulliyatit tijari. Brother Muhammad Mu'tasim was right in realizing that it had to have no tanween, because this is mudaf mudaf ilay. This is a possessive construction. However, in this sentence, there's nothing to make it majrur. There's nothing to give it a kasra. This is a simple mubtada khabar, subject and predicate. Hadihi is the subject. Kulliyatut tijaratin, or kulliyatut tijari, excuse me, is the khabar, right, is the predicate. And the default grammatical position of the predicate, of the khabar, is marfu', right? So there's nothing to change kulliyatu to kulliyati. But the second part of a possessive construction is majrur. It is in the genitive case by definition. And so there is something to change the word at-tijaratu to at-tijarati. So just be aware of that. Arabic grammar is like dominoes, right to left. Dominoes, 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 right? This we know it has to be marfu'. This we know it has to be marfu'. Uh-oh. Mudaf mudaf ilay, this we know it has to be majrur because of what came right before it. Good. Next line, Brother Ahsan.
Fi ayyi madrasatin anta? Ana fil madrasatil mutawassita.
Very good. Excellent. Go ahead and translate. Yeah.
What school are you in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the Tawassita. I'm in the school.
If I were to ask you, what's the three letter root of this big long word? Mutawassitati. What would we think is the three letter root? Every Arabic word can be traced back to three letters. Some four, but mostly three.
Wasat?
Yes. Waw, Seen, Ta. Do you know any other words that are from Waw, Seen, Ta? Surah Al-Baqarah, وَجَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَسَطًا. The middle ummah,
yeah.
Right? So wasat is middle. So this is middle school.
I'm in the middle school, okay.
Yeah, the middle school, very good. The wusta, I'm not going to flip the bird at you, but the wusta is the middle finger. Okay, so there's many, many things that are derived from these roots. So waw seen ta is the root that means middle. Mutawassita is the one that's appropriate for a school. Very good. This is a rich example, but we're over time, so I'm not going to get into it too much. I'll just say that check out al fil madrasati al mutawassiyati mutawassitati. This is all after, it's all part of the prepositional phrase, and so that's why both of them are majrur. And this is sifa mawsuf. Okay, this is a noun and it's adjective pair. So that's why we have to agree in four things. We have alif lam, alif lam. That's definite. We have kasra, kasra. That's grammatical case. Majrur. We have feminine, feminine with the tamarbutas, right? And we have singular, singular. Last line, and this will be the conclusion of the lesson, inshallah, such as musarrat.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Min ayi baladin anta ya ukht? From which balad city are you, officer? Ana min al-Yunan. I'm from Yunan.
Yunan is Greece.
Okay.
Al-Yunan is Greece.
Okay. Greece isn't a city, though.
Sorry?
It isn't a city.
Belad is not city.
Oh.
It's more generally land. From which land are you? Right?
Okay.
I know what you're saying, because in Surat al-Balad is often translated as city. But Belad strictly doesn't mean city. It can mean
because
city.
Because also al-Balad al-Tayyib, which is land.
Right, right. So very good. So that's pretty clear. Last little observation here. Check out the use of ayu. Okay. Ayu can be marfu', right? Which. But just like in English, it can be part of a different phrase, like a prepositional phrase. Fi ayi, in which, right? Min ayi, from which. Right, and so that's a pretty literal translation, but just be aware that ayu goes to ayi. Ayu is not mebni, it's not fixed. It will reflect grammar. Good, any final questions before we dismiss? Good progress. We're steamrolling ahead, almost at the end of the lesson. Okay. Very good. I will be in communication with everybody as to when we will resume classes. As I said, it will be sometime in September, inshallah ta'ala. So stay tuned and please avail yourself of the opportunity to review and to go over any lessons that you missed, and especially to build up your vocab. Sometimes the vocab can get lost. And we will see each other soon, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.